she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my good morning to you.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Hey, who's that girl talking? I haven't heard her in a long time.
She's back.
Hi, everybody. I'm
good
back.
Good morning.
It's me, Sybil, along with your regular hosts, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
And Lane, of course.
Good morning.
We're here for you.
Is that his last name?
Of course, yes. Yeah, okay. Lane, of course.
Lane.
Just one
That's
word.
It.
Or is it hyphenated?
Yeah, hyphenated, of course.
Gotcha.
Ah, of course.
We're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And you can even call Autoflex. Maybe you're looking for a brand new or a certified pre-owned vehicle. Best place to go is Autoflex Leasing. What are those phone numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. And, you know, we have the Save Money Monday sale that'll be starting on Monday, where we offer the cars that are about to go to auction to the public for one day. It's an opportunity to save money if we have the right car for you. And I can tell you, this is sort of cool. Last week, 8 of the 10 cars we were going to send to auction actually sold to customers on Monday.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's really, really great. So they're great deals, and it's a big variety of cars, 2011s and 12s, and everything from SUVs to compacts to CUVs to anything you might want, because we lease all makes and models. We have all makes and models. And you can find all those at autoflex.com. Look under the specials. Click on specials. Go to Save Money Mondays, and that's where you'll find them.
Mm-hmm. So, tomorrow's the big day, Super Bowl Sunday, and one of my favorite things, especially since the Cowboys aren't playing this year, I'll be watching for commercials. I don't really care about the actual game, but I love watching the commercials.
Somebody asked me last week, who do you like in the Super Bowl? I said, the Cowboys.
Right.
Then they said, but how? I said, I don't know. It's been so long.
Aww.
Yeah. No, the commercials are really, I think more people watch for the commercials than watch for the game,
mm-hmm.
because you've got all those wives involved.
That's true.
Yes. So,
and if you don't have a dog in the fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's something everybody can relate to. We can all get to the water cooler Monday morning and go, did you see the one about the cars and blah, blah, blah?
Oh, yeah. And everyone will.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to spend an estimated $72 million just on the airtime.
It's crazy.
That doesn't count production costs and all of the things that go into production, like talent fees and editing and post-production and travel and craft services and drivers and incidentals and guaranteed residuals, all those things that are part of that business, that doesn't count. Basically, they're going to spend $130,000 a second in airtime.
That is what people make in a year.
Yeah.
Crazy.
A second. So who's going to be on? Audi, Chevrolet, Ford, Hyundai, Jaguar, Kia, Toyota, Volkswagen, and maybe some more. In fact, Chrysler is rumored to have set up a 2-minute commercial starring
Eminem.
Bob Dylan.
Oh.
Yes.
How are we going to understand what he's saying?
So.
Drive a Chrysler.
You know, the interesting thing about it is that you hear about return on investment, ROI. But with advertising, they have something called CYA.
I know what that means.
No, you don't. It means covering your ads.
Oh.
It means just making enough money to pay for the ad.
It's the same
thing. I had one of my letters wrong in that equation.
But, you know, and it's interesting. Everyone tunes in for the commercials. Everyone looks at them. If you want a preview of the Super Bowl commercials, you can go to autoflex.com and like our Facebook page. And on our Facebook page, you'll have to go down through there because there's many sites, but you can see most of the commercials that will be on the air tomorrow. Spoiler alert, they're the real thing.
Have you guys watched the Budweiser one with the puppy and the Clydesdales?
I have not. I watched the Budweiser one with the guy that raises the horse from a pony,
uh-huh.
and you get all teary-eyed toward the end there. Yeah, but I haven't watched the puppy yet.
I think that was the last year's version with Fleetwood Mac, with Landslide playing in the background.
Yeah, that probably was.
And then this year they have, it's a song called Passenger, Let Her Go, and they have this puppy who's being he's being a puppy. He's trying to dig out of the yard. He's trying to get away. And the Clydesdale always keeps him in check, basically.
Aww.
Oh, it's so cute. And it makes tugs at your heartstrings a little bit. Did you like it, Lane?
I didn't, because I don't get what that has to do with the beer. Why?
Well, and
it doesn't make sense. This is all just entertainment and well, tugging at your heartstrings.
It could be for anything, and then at the end it says Budweiser.
What do, exactly? What yeah. do? Never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
Well, now you have to.
No. Okay. Well, later.
Here's the thing. That is actually what you end up with. They're not selling product.
Yeah.
They're selling feelings.
Yes.
And if you can feel really good, maybe you'll go out and buy a Bud.
It's kind of like the funny guy. Funny guys always get the girl.
Right. Well, the other thing is it makes you talk about it. I mean, we're talking about it right now because it was memorable. But if it was just a commercial going, here's a cold beer and here's how we process it, it makes you go, you forget it right after you watch it.
Well, and the other thing is it's the only event I can think of on television that you actually have a feeding frenzy of advertisers. And the reality is 4 of the 5 commercials don't really pay for themselves or work. Yeah.
So really, I think advertising. So,
it becomes a competition into who can have the coolest commercial. But if you look at the CYA on them, 4 out of 5 don't pay for themselves.
Man.
That's crazy, huh?
So kind of advertising during the Super Bowl is either like driving a Porsche versus a Honda.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look how much money I have and what I can do.
Good point.
Or it's the Rolex of watches for TV commercials. It still just tells time.
Right.
But I paid a little more.
Yeah, exactly.
And I look good.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see all these. But again, if you want a little sneak preview, autoflex.com, click on the Facebook page.
Well, and you know, you were talking about the commercials and the Super Bowl, and everyone remembers, I think, every year. Last year, the Brotherhood commercial, the Budweiser Brotherhood commercial, was the number one commercial ranking-wise. Number two was the Best Buy commercial. Number three was the M&M commercial, the Love Ballad. Number four, the Oreo Whisper Fight commercial. So number five was the Mercedes commercial, which was Soul. So there's a list of, and you can see, if you wanted to see what the best ones were for last year, again, you can go to autoflex.com, like our Facebook page, and there's a list of the top 20 from last year.
Do you know, out of all the years, I think about what commercials I can remember. You're talking about, oh, remember last year? My memory is terrible.
Same
or something.
Here.
I remember about 3 different ads. The dog that was in training to lose weight that couldn't chase the car.
Yep. Volkswagen.
Get to the dog door.
That was a great ad.
Mm-hmm.
The kid in the Darth Vader costume. Mm-hmm.
Volkswagen again.
Right.
Yeah. Or was it Audi?
No, that was Volkswagen.
Okay.
I don't remember what they were advertising. I just remember the kid in the Darth Vader costume.
Right.
And
the
then
Force.
The Doritos commercial where the girl, I don't know why I remember it, maybe because I thought it was so stupid, but where she was doing all the gymnastics to catch the Doritos.
And they were firing the Doritos
flew
at
out
her.
Of a dryer or something?
Yeah.
I vaguely remember that, too, now that you're describing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, though. I forget.
Like, that's about it.
When we went through the list just now, I was like, wait, what was that one again?
Your memory of commercials may, in fact, be directly related to the amount of alcohol that you intake during the game. That's the other thing.
That probably,
I have to point that out.
Well, I'd like to know if any of the Autoflex Leasing fan texters can tell us about any super memorable Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, text
and
us.
And how far back do they go, really? Since Super Bowl ads became so
prominent,
amazingly anticipated.
Yes.
Well, there are some of us that actually remember the first Super Bowl. Some of us, not many. And it really wasn't that big a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It became a big thing, but the first year they played it, it just wasn't that big a deal.
Did they still wear those leather helmets, David?
No, they didn't. And they had face guards, and it was actually televised over a real television.
Whoa!
Yes.
In black and white?
Enough.
Yeah, text us
who
your favorite.
In the first one?
I don't know.
Oh, there's a good trivia question that I don't know the answer to. You could say anything, and I'd believe you.
Right. Same here.
Tell us who played in the first Super Bowl.
Text us your favorite Super Bowl commercials or what you're looking forward to. 43733 is the Autoflex Leasing fan text. Got lots of them coming in, actually. Here is somebody asking about a Dodge Nitro. He says he's got a 2010 Dodge Nitro with 83,000 miles and he owes $14,005 on it. He's got a good relationship with his credit union, but he's got a little bit of shaky credit, in his own words. Is there any chance for him to get into a new vehicle?
Well, there's a chance, but the new vehicle side, you're going to be depending probably a lot more on your on that relationship with your credit union. Because if you have a good relationship with your credit union, especially if your credit union loans to a company and you work at that company, they can do a payroll deduct on your paycheck, and they will stretch a lot further credit-wise than just if you walk into a bank or a car dealership. So the relationship with the credit union may, in fact, be the very best thing or the most powerful thing you got working with you. As far as the Dodge, you know, I would go to Autoflex.com and click on what's my car worth, because you can get a Black Book appraisal right there, and you don't have to fill anything out. It just describe the car, the miles, and all that, and it'll give you a very good idea of what your car is worth, and that's at Autoflex.com. What's my car worth? Free Black Book appraisal for you.
Mm-hmm. Talking Super Bowl commercials, lots of fan texters coming in now, 43733. Here's one I remember, the Budweiser Toads.
Of course,
Budweiser. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Budweiser's also the one who had, what's that?
Of course.
Which actually was a couple of guys just messing around.
Really? I still
say
that.
They ended up, and those guys ended up in that commercial.
How funny.
That's bizarre.
Mean Joe Green in the Coca-Cola commercial.
Of course.
Yeah, best of all time.
Yeah, but they're replaying
he threw
that
the,
now.
The jersey back, yeah.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
The Paul Harvey commercial from last year. That's another good one about farmers where he was reading. I don't even remember what it was for.
Not a clue.
Ford or Dodge or something.
Well, you know, the
God Made a Farmer.
The Clint Eastwood commercial from last year was one of the highest rated commercials, or at least the most recognized commercial. And then later became a political pundit's joke. We do have a correct answer. The first Super Bowl was the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers.
Aha!
Yes.
Congrats to you, Fantexter. You win this here high five. All right, then. Got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane, and me, Sybil. I'm back after a three-week out-of-the-country wedding-slash-honeymoon, and thanks to Dave Whitfield. I know he did a great job filling in for the past couple of weeks. So, Dave, if you're listening, we appreciate you. Let's get right into it today. We've got some more stories that we're going to talk about. And, of course, you can follow along with all those. Autoflex.com. Click on the Facebook page.
You know, yeah, and one of the things we've talked about over the last couple of years is the growth of the automotive business in Mexico. And now Mexico is about to surpass Japan as the number two exporter of light vehicles into the United States. And it's because it just costs so much less money to build and assemble cars in Mexico. Their labor costs are about 20% of what they are in the United States.
I believe that.
No, it's true. And the land acquisition cost is less than it is here, or less than it is in a lot of other places. The other thing is Mexico is geographically advantageous to a lot of manufacturers because they sell cars all the way from Canada to the tip of South America. And Mexico is right in the middle, and you can truck both directions. Now, you can blame it on NAFTA. That's the other thing, because all of those tariffs that used to exist between us and Mexico don't exist anymore. So you've got manufacturers building plants one after another in Mexico, and those plants are selling or building cars that we are buying here in the United States.
How is there a way to tell, or is there a way you would know if you got your car?
Absolutely. The VIN number of your car has a digit in it that represents the company that it was, the country that it was built in. So you can look on the VIN number and discover where your car was built. Now, Canada is actually the number one exporter of cars to the United States right now, but Mexico is going to surpass them too. Mm-hmm. Again, the labor costs are so low down there. That's one of the biggest considerations. So you've got everybody from Mercedes-Benz to Nissan to Infiniti to Volkswagen. Nissan, in fact, is the largest manufacturer in Mexico. They've been building cars down there for years and years. But you've got new manufacturers spending billions of dollars to build factories in Mexico because the quality of the cars are great and it costs less to build them there. It's simple you know, it's economics.
Mm-hmm. Are they marketed under different names? Because we've talked before how there's cars that are in Mexico that are under a different name than they are here.
Yeah, they tag their cars differently than if they make a Ford half-ton pickup for Mexico, it's called a Lobo.
A Lobo. The wolf.
Yes. And here, very figuratively, we call it the F-150.
Right.
Yeah.
I could have sworn we had talked one time about the Nova, though, being something different.
No go.
We did. Chevrolet marketed the Nova in Mexico without realizing somehow that Nova means no go.
Right.
It's close to meaning no go.
That's funny. All right. We've got lots of Autoflex Leasing fan texts coming in at 43733. Here's a person asking about getting a new car. What's the minimum credit score you can work with if I want to get my car? I've got a 9.3%. Not sure what that means.
Well, he's got a 9.3% loan somewhere, and if it's on a new car, we don't actually sell new cars. We lease new cars. And if you have a credit score in the mid-sixes, then you can lease a new car from us, and it would be less than 9.3%. So
for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now if you wanted to buy a pre-owned car, we can handle pretty well anyone all the way down to the low fours as far as Beacon score on a pre-owned car. And so we have people that buy or flex buy pre-owned cars with scores from the mid 800s all the way down to the mid 400s.
The best thing to do is pick up the phone, call 817 or 972-234-1234, talk to one of the Autoflex leasing specialists, and they can walk you through the whole process and figure out what's going to work best for you. Let's talk a little bit about child car seats, because I've been doing some testing.
Well, and this is an interesting story in that it's really good if you're a car seat manufacturer, because you are going to get a federal regulation, it looks like, that's going to allow you to make all of your old car seats obsolete, and people have to have the new car seat, by golly, because it's the safest one. It's really smart. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration have proposed new testing standards which would prevent intruding car parts from harming a child when you have a side impact collision. Most of the time when people get hit from the side, it's when they start through an intersection and someone either blows a stop sign or a red light and hits them from the side.
Get T-boned.
Yep. And so the T-bone test, as they call it, is where you have a sled that imitates a car moving about 30 miles an hour, striking a car directly from the side. And so the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration is proposing that new car seats be built so that it would more better protect a child in those side impact collisions.
Is it made of something different? I mean,
it's going to be designed differently, so there's more cushioning and more protection from the hard cap on the seat on the sides.
Gotcha. I'm glad they're doing everything they can to protect the children. But let me just mention, don't text and drive, then the children will be safer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive.
What about makeup
Watch
and
what
drive?
What you're doing. Well, I don't know. I don't think they've tested that the way they've tested the texting, Sybil. But I'd say pay attention so that you don't hit somebody and hurt their child.
Right.
That's all. Okay. Got mine in there.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan.
A lot of things. What'd you say?
Hi, Dan. He called me. He said he likes my opinion about that.
Oh, good.
So a shout out to Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Please tell David that if he watches the new Dog Budweiser commercial, he will note that they're using the same Clydesdales and the same trainer they used last year. I will note that, but they don't have to tell me because I can read the fan text.
And one of my friends said her niece is in a commercial.
Oh, which one?
I think it's a beer commercial.
How cool.
I don't know all the details of it, but I'm going to watch for...
You know
the
what? I haven't noticed. I wonder how many beer commercials versus car commercials versus other thing commercials there are. Because
we'll
I bet
up.
There's a lot of beer commercials.
I bet.
I know there's a lot of car commercials.
Yeah, during the Super Bowl. I also would, GoDaddy.com is always in there.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many other
And Danica is, they've got a great, and again, you can see it on our Facebook page, Autoflex Leasing/Facebook. Danica Patrick has got a great commercial. It's hilarious with a lot of bodybuilders.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll love it.
Fun. I'll have to go check that one out. So, Tesla's still out and about.
You know, it's amazing how this guy can generate so much attention to his vehicles. Now he's got four engineers that are in the midst, even as we speak, of driving from New York to LA, driving a Tesla and recharging at all of the Tesla quick charge stations across the country that he's built. Now, it's already actually been done by an older gentleman and his 26-year-old daughter. They drove it from L.A. to New York. Now, these guys are going from New York to L.A. Here's the whole thing.
Backwards?
Here's the whole thing. As long as you're driving from station to station to station, I think it works just fine. But what if where you're going is not around one of those stations?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the gentleman and his daughter tried it, his name was John Glenn, he's 62, and a 26-year-old daughter, they did run into one problem that they couldn't fix. One of the charging stations they were going to stop at wasn't open yet. So they had to sort of make a dash for another charging station. They did it, and they had 11 miles to spare. Now, if I've got to worry about 11 miles, I'm freaked out.
Yes.
I'm just saying. I'm
even
just saying.
When my gas light comes on, I'm freaked out. And I even have the button where I can push and see the rest of the miles I have left.
Yes.
But it makes me so nervous anytime I think I'm going to run out of gas.
Now, all that being said, I saw a Tesla on the way to the studio this morning. It's a great looking car.
They're awesome.
I love the way that car looks.
Does it have a backup fuel tank or
negative.
Is it just
it does
electric?
Not. Just electric.
Wow.
When you're out of power, you're out of power.
I can't believe that electric stations aren't like gas stations where they're just open round the clock.
Well, but the thing is, there aren't that many of them because there haven't been that many electric cars, and we don't really even know. No one knows the future of the electric vehicle right now. A lot of people want it to really work. A lot of people say that the people in the industry say that the economics for it aren't good, and they cost a lot more than you can save. So if you want to drive it because it's sort of cool, that's fine. But now, how many charging stations is someone going to build so you can drive your cool car?
Right.
You know?
And are all the stations universal? Is the nozzle, it fits in every single electric?
It's a plug. It's
okay.
A plug, just so you know.
That would make
pour
more
some
sense.
Of that electricity in here, buddy.
Siphon me some electricity. Okay, oh. That makes sense. But do all the plugs fit each other?
No.
You know, I don't know that. It's a good question. I think
you take an adapter with you in your car?
The number one seller in the world right now is the Nissan Leaf. Mm-hmm. They're selling more of those as pure electrics than anything else. I don't know if a Leaf plug fits a Tesla plug.
And they want to build the stations where you can just drive over it. You have this battery thing underneath your car, and it just charges by being over this other panel.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, or now the other proposal I've seen, though, is so the batteries can be removed. So you pull into a station, they drop your battery pack, they slap a fresh battery pack in, and you drive away. The charge time is still a problem on these cars because even with the superchargers that they've got at the Tesla stations, mm-hmm. you can charge your battery half in 20 minutes. It doesn't say how long it takes to charge it completely.
Well, you would think it'd be double, but who knows?
Don't know that. Yeah.
They don't. Okay. Well, if you're driving in a thunderstorm in your electric car, be sure and carry a kite and a key. Just in case you can't find one of those stations.
All right. Now, moving right along in the electric vein, Karma. Karma chameleons. The Fisker Karmas, of course, are no more. They've gone bankrupt. And there are dealers all over the country that still have Fisker Karmas in stock and don't really have a good way to sell them. Well, now they do because Bob Lutz, who's the was the president of General Motors, and Gilbert Villarreal, who opened together VL Automotives, are buying these Fisker Karmas and they're putting Corvette engines in them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're going all over the country buying these cars, and their intent is to modify the cars to drop in the Chevrolet V8 engine and sell the car for about $195,000. It's renamed, according to how you say it, the Destino or the Destino, and I'm not sure how you say it. Right now, there's about 300 Karmas sitting around brand new on dealer lots, and they're trying to buy them all because, and I think they're right, it's one of the best-looking cars ever built.
Yes, they're
it's
really
an awesome
cool.
Looking car.
Sporty. That's a great idea.
They're hot.
Yeah.
Well, you know, last year at the Detroit Auto Show, Lutz came out and said, this is what we're going to do, and they're doing it. So it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
They're looking at selling these all over the world, by the way, and a lot of the buyers that they've had that are interested in these at $195,000 apiece are in Asia, by golly.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blassingame, Dancing Tammy Pickard, Lane, of course, and that's hyphenated, for those of you paying close attention.
Of course.
Of course it is. And me, Sybil. Hello. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. If you want to give us a call, the studio line, 877-881-1053. AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text is 43733. And if you want to call AutoFlex, they are open today. What are the numbers, David?
What a great day to call and shop by phone, since it's getting colder and wetter out there by the moment.
I know.
They can call either 972 or 87. All right, let's try it again. 972 or 817.
234-1234.
Or 888-234-1234 out of the area. Hey, you can go to AutoFlex, like our Facebook page, and see all of the stories that we're going to do this morning, plus a lot more, and all of those cool Super Bowl commercials. You can see those all on AutoFlex's Facebook page. Real quickly, we talked about Save Money Monday, and just so everyone knows what Save Money Monday is, it's when we offer the cars that we're going to send to auction for one day to the public. And to give you a quick rundown, a 2011 Audi A3 hatchback, a 2011 Chevrolet Suburban, a 2013 GMC Acadia, a 2011 nice. Honda Pilot, just really, really very diverse cars, a 2013 Nissan Altima. So almost anything you could want, and there's about 10 of them on the list today. And again, we sold 8 of them last Monday and didn't have to send them to auction, so we were really happy.
Yeah, so if you want to take advantage of that, go to AutoFlex.com or give them a call. So we've been talking about all the Super Bowl commercials, because tomorrow's the big game, and we're getting tons of AutoFlex Leasing fan texts now, people telling us their most memorable ones or their favorite ones. Here's someone who says the Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial was memorable.
Right.
And David, you asked a good question. Is that the one where he got his hair on fire?
I think it was, but I can't remember for sure.
It might have been.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing, well, here's another interesting AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Do tow trucks have portable battery chargers for electric cars? Not to my knowledge. They do have the ability to jump a car off, and they do have a multiple battery hookup in the back, but it's not set up, nor do they have a plug to plug in electric cars.
I don't even know how they would, yeah. I don't think that would be possible. Not this early in the game. Give it time.
Another AutoFlex Leasing fan text. I like the Doritos commercial where the dog puts the anti-bark shock collar on the guy, and then the dog starts barking.
Great. That's funny.
The Doritos commercial where the guy fakes his funeral to watch the game and his casket is full of Doritos. I don't remember that one.
I do remember that one, yeah.
I'm not a big fan of all the Doritos commercials. And then,
are you a fan of Doritos?
Yes, I do like Doritos. But remember the one where the guy, or maybe it was a girl, and they slam into the glass door because they don't realize it's shut? They're just not that funny to me.
That's not about Doritos. That's about beer.
Oh. Well, maybe that's why I don't like it.
No.
Here's another one. I don't remember if it was a Super Bowl commercial or not, but it was a Budweiser Clydesdale commercial. They're pulling the carriage across the country all the way to New York, and once they're there, the Clydesdales travel to Ground Zero, kneel down, and bow their heads to the firemen and first responders. I've only seen it once, but it definitely made me cry.
Sure. I don't even remember that, but
just hearing it,
I know,
makes me tear up a little.
Okay, moving right along. There was an article out this last week, and this is interesting because this came out of the National Automobile Dealers Association conference that just took place. There was a lot of talk about automotive dealers trying to get people through the shopping process more quickly than they do now. And for anyone out there that has gone through that process, you know what I'm talking about. MSN states that it takes 5.5 hours on average to get into a dealership, make a deal, and get out.
Ugh.
Now, if you look at the statistics out of NADA, they say about 3 hours. That real number was published by Auto Trader, and they say about 3.5 hours to get in and get out. But the interesting thing is they're just now thinking about this. At AutoFlex, we've been doing this for years and years and years. We know that no one likes that process, so we are the other side of that process. You don't do any of that with us.
Mm-hmm. It is so clear to me that no one likes to spend a lot of time doing anything. I watch people jockeying for position at the grocery store. They're looking at other lines, and if they come as a couple, then one will go to the other line. They're kind of giving these little signals to each other. Like,
hurry, get over here. It's moving faster.
How do you get somebody to spend 3.5 to 5.5 hours to get a car?
Because anyway, it's a necessity, and if you're sitting there waiting, at some point you reach the point of no return, where you've waited long enough that there's no turning back.
Well, and the biggest thing that came out of the conference and out of the articles that I've read is they don't really know how to turn that around well, because all of their systems are so ingrained that you have to talk to this guy, and then you have to talk to this guy, and then you have to go sit in this guy's office.
And then he's got to go check with another guy and
exactly.
come back and tell you.
It's just lunacy.
Right.
It's complete lunacy. Anyway, if you don't want to go through that, by the way, give us a call at Autoflex. We'll show you how not to do that. But what they're saying is, from a car dealer standpoint, is they're going to try to design more online programs so people can go online and work with them online before they have to come to the dealership. And they think they can get them in like an hour and a half or maybe 2 hours if they'll do that. That's crazy.
That's if you're settled on the vehicle when you get there. What about all your preliminary research? That's what I think takes
exactly
a good portion of people's time. Having sold cars forever, oh, especially on a Saturday, you know, my first up of the day in the morning, I knew they were just getting started. They were coming to look at a Jeep, but then they were going to go look at a Ford Explorer, and then they were going to go look at XYZ. And I kind of preferred getting people around lunchtime because I figured they'd already been kicked around a little bit. If I just treated them right,
yeah,
that and the product was good enough, you know,
right.
it was definitely going to sell itself, then I feel like I would get the sale.
Mm-hmm.
Because truly, people would kind of go through the process, and then when they're finally exhausted, they're just like, let's just get this over.
Whatever.
With.
Just give it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the process is what it is, and it is ingrained in the business, and it's been there for years. And so when you go to a dealer, that's pretty well what you're going to get until they can figure it out. They do note now that more people, and I know from my research, between 80 and 90% of people that are going to get a car go online and spend a long time online looking up the cars, looking up the gas mileage, looking up the reliability, looking at the styling of the cars before they start to visit places to actually look at the cars. And in the old days, people visited an average of 5 dealers before they actually made a decision. Now that number is down to 2, which makes it even more important for a dealer, if you're a car dealer, to grasp that person early in the shopping area or the shopping experience and try to hold on to them.
But let me tell you why it's important to consider Autoflex for your next purchase or lease. There's nowhere else that you're going to get that side-by-side comparison about the different models and some really objective opinions about the vehicles themselves, and we'll give you the information about the future resale value, which affects what you're spending. You know, if you buy one car for $15,000 but the future resale value is very poor, versus one for $18,000 to $20,000 who has a better resale value, then we'll show you this is the better, you know, not that you want to make an investment with a car, but you're going to spend less money this way.
And you can, you know, at Autoflex, we'll set 4 or 5 different models together. If you want to look at a Ford, a Chevrolet, a Mazda, and a Toyota, we'll set them side by side for you so you can look at them all, because we are licensed to lease all makes and models. Now, we don't sell cars, but we do lease them and
sell
new cars. And on the new cars, we'll set them up side by side for you. An interesting point here. So you get a car dealer that advertises there's no haggling, and you're in there and out in less than 45 minutes, but the consumer gets screwed because you can't negotiate the price. And that's another really good point. I mean, that's when you see no haggle, no haggle, no haggle, that means you're going to pay whatever they ask for the car. So is it worth it to you not to go through the haggling to buy the car for whatever price they dictate, because there's no negotiation?
I don't know. I think you're still haggling before you ever get there, because you're doing all your research online. So it's a haggle. It's an internet haggle, kind of.
Right.
Without actually talking to anybody, you're figuring out which one, who's going to sell it to you cheaper.
Most of the ones you see like this now are pre-owned. They're not new. So that's just another advertising thing. And the other thing, let's talk about real quickly. I talked to a customer this last week. Interesting thing. He had called and asked us about a QX56, and he'd asked us how much it would be for 48 months, and we told him. And he called, our specialist called him back, and he goes, man, I've got a deal at the dealer, and they're going to save me $80 a month. And our guy goes, that's not possible. It's just not. I mean, it's great to think, but it's just not possible. The numbers don't work. Well, he went down there, and they said, you know, that car was sold, but we've got this other car. It's not the same color, but now we can't make you the same deal on the other car. We had a special deal on that car we can't make.
Right, but now he's there.
Exactly. Anyone can tell you anything over the phone. There is no magic, and most people sell cars for about the same thing. So you really need to decide on who you want to do business with, who you're comfortable with, who you trust, and do business with them. Because no one is going to save you thousands of dollars over someone else because the car has
the
an ultimate cost.
Right.
And everyone is going to make a little bit of money on the car, and you're going to get a great car. So do business with somebody you like and trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and like with us, it's convenient. We'll deliver the car to your home or office. If that's a big thing, do business with somebody that's convenient because there's not a lot of difference in what you can actually get a car for. And I love the people that say, oh, no, I can get – well, here, I've been in the business for 40 years. You really can't. It's wonderful. You see the ads. If you believe the ads, then go ahead. Let's put it that way.
I just don't want to do business with someone who jerks me around. If I had gotten that phone call, if I was the guy looking for the Infiniti and I got, yeah, we've got your car for this price, come on down, and then I get there, oh, sorry, we sold it, I would be like, why didn't you call and tell me that you sold it before you made me come all the way down here?
He was really, really mad.
Yeah, rightly so.
Because, I mean, he knew.
But mm-hmm. Let me tell you, cars also sell at our place before someone gets there because we'll have people inquiring about a certain vehicle. Oh, you know, is it there? Well, as far as I can tell, it's still here.
Mm-hmm.
And in those 2 hours between when they get off work and somebody comes in and sells it, we only have 50 different salespeople selling these vehicles. So.
Well, and the thing is, we've got a lot that only holds 125 pre-owned cars,
mm-hmm.
and we'll sell 275 this month.
Wow.
So that turns over.
So
with
they just, we sell a lot of cars before they ever get online.
But the amazing thing is this, even if we do sell one, because of our huge database of all those lease clients, we have all these cars coming off lease, people trading in cars constantly, and then we have access to the central inventory, a huge number of cars. If that one sells, we can get you another one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the really cool thing about doing business with us is we'll get another car.
Right.
Even if it's pre-owned. Certainly new is simple, but pre-owned is a little different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with Dancing David Blessingame, Tammy Bickard, Lane, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 43733. And if you want to call Autoflex, there's two locations right here in the Metroplex. What are the numbers, David?
Either 972 or 817-234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you live out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can go and find out what your car's worth. You can apply for a loan or a lease online. You can set up a test drive online and tell us what kinds of cars you want to test drive, when you want to come and test drive them. We'll have them all lined up side by side from you. And if you live in Colorado,
like our fan texter,
we deliver.
He says, I live in Colorado and I wish there was a company like Autoflex here.
I had a client that moved to Colorado from here and I still lease some cars.
Nice.
We send cars all over the country. We send a car to California on Thursday. Because our customers move, and then a lot of, you know, we're the endorsed company of the National Football League Players Association, so we've got a lot of football players. In fact, we've got either four or five guys in the Super Bowl.
Ah, very cool.
We've got probably as many Giants and
Seahawks.
Seahawks? No, not Seahawks, but we've got a lot of Giants. We've got a lot of New York, a lot of San Francisco. We've got a lot of 49ers. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of players from all over.
Cowboys.
Got a few Cowboys. Not as many Cowboys, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let's work on that, Jerry.
So if you are listening in Colorado or anywhere else and you want to call Autoflex, 888-234-1234 is the toll-free number. And autoflex.com, as David mentioned. So Ford is coming out with an aluminum F-150.
Yeah, and this is really, really a big move because Ford is building their new F-150, the 2015, and it's going to be, a lot of it is going to be aluminum and high-strength, low-alloy metals. And from a lightweight standpoint, from 700 pounds less, you're going to get a lot more gas mileage out of it. You could use a smaller engine and get the same towing power. But the interesting part is people have accidents. And aluminum doesn't act like metal, like sheet metal, when you bend it.
That's instantly what I thought of when I saw the headline.
Well, I mean, an example, when you have a dent in a sheet metal, like in the hood of a car, if you heat that and then suddenly cool it, drop an ice cube on it, it'll actually pop back up, and you may have a little ripple there, but the dent will be gone. Aluminum doesn't do that at all. Aluminum does not have metal memory. So when you stretch it, and when you dent metal, you stretch it, it doesn't stretch back.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get it to go back like it was.
Well, think of an empty Coke can. If you crush it, you can't put it back into Coke into a can shape.
No. Or aluminum foil.
Yeah, exactly.
If you've ever mushed that up, you can't get it to ever be that nice, pretty, flat piece of foil that you first peel off the roll.
Exactly.
So right now, they think that probably 10% of the 30,000 or so independent body repair shops across the country are able to work with aluminum.
Only 10%.
Only 10% of 30,000. And it would be great if everyone went to the manufacturer's dealership's body shop, but the vast majority of people don't.
Mm-hmm. But at independent shops, we had an experience recently where somebody used an independent and they didn't do a good job. But what does this really mean? I mean, if you can't fix that aluminum, dude, you have to just replace the panels, don't you?
Well, and that brings you to the next point. Now, in my experience with aluminum panels, especially when one is dented a lot, they don't repair it. Now, if it's sheet metal, they can do a whole lot with it. But if it's aluminum, they have to take it off and put a new one on. And so instead of straightening smaller dents that would be straightened on sheet metal, they're going to be replacing panels.
Cha-ching.
Exactly.
So right, more expensive.
And what does that do to your insurance cost?
Oh.
Listen, you're just moving the money from the gas station to the insurance
company. Exactly.
You sort of are, because insurance is going to be more expensive on these cars because they're going to be more expensive to fix.
There is no win-win-win-win-win.
Unfortunately,
it's just shuffle it around.
But now here's the thing. From a manufacturer standpoint, they can advertise newer, lighter, much better gas mileage, heavier towing capacity, all of those things, because those will all be true. The reality to a consumer is you're going to pay more for your insurance to insure the car. And people, the other thing is, people don't wait to start having accidents. So it's not like They'll have time to gear up all these body shops to be able to repair these cars. They can't.
Right.
So it's going to be, there's going to be a few shops that'll be able to fix the cars, and otherwise you're not going to be able to fix the car, and your insurance is definitely going to cost you more.
So I wonder if they're going to start doing this to other models that they have in their lineup.
Well, you know, there are a lot of cars that have aluminum panels on them now. Jaguar, some of the exotic cars have a lot of aluminum in them. So there's experience out there, and that's why the 10% of the shops that can fix them, they're used to fixing the exotics. That's the shops that actually do the work. Porsche has been using aluminum for years.
Where they spend more money to repair and work on the cars as it is.
It's more expensive.
We'll be here to poke holes in all these grand ideas people have. We'll show you the other side, the unintended consequences of these actions.
All right.
You just move the cost over here.
We're hole pokers.
Yeah.
Here on the Saturday morning test drive. Got a quick letter from a client, another satisfied AutoFlex leasing customer. His name, or her name, Chandra Banks. She says, "We really enjoyed the excellent service that we received working with Marty Mullen. He is the capital B-E-S-T. We would always recommend AutoFlex leasing to everyone who's looking to buy or lease. Thank you so much for all the capital G-R-E-A-T service. And thanks so much, Marty, just for being helpful, professional, hardworking, and such a humble guy." Well, thanks, Chandra. We're glad that you enjoyed your experience.
I feel like we have pom-poms.
Yeah, rolling. You're doing a cheer over there.
Yeah, give me a
cheer. Every time I have gone to AutoFlex, it's always great service. We talked about how the average wait time when people go to a traditional car lot is 5 hours or 5.5 hours. And at AutoFlex, I was in and out within 30 minutes. And the only reason why it took 30 minutes is because I test drove 3 cars. So I was
in
each one like 10
minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe 35 by the time I, you know, got in and got the keys.
People.
I do drive fast.
Well, and here's the other thing. If you're going to test drive a car, take half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. You don't want to be 10 minutes. I mean, it's great, and you picked a great car, so if you pick the right car, it helps. But spend half an hour or so. Drive over rough roads, drive over, because road noise is an amazing thing. And there are some really good cars that aren't really quiet, and so you have to think about that. Now, this is not the case, but we did get this on the AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. What are your thoughts on the Hyundai Sonata Limited 2.0T? I think it's a great-looking car. I think that there are other cars in the same class that I would suggest you drive if you're considering that car.
To compare.
I would drive the Camry. I would drive the Honda Accord. I would drive the Ford Focus. Those are the ones that come to mind, top of mind.
The Ford Fusion.
The Ford Fusion, maybe, yeah.
Nissan Altima.
And the Nissan Altima, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because all of those cars
are comparable.
Then there's
the Chevy. Comparable. Wait, the Malibu. And
the new Malibu, exactly.
You just need to come to Autoflex and drive them all there.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to have a month of Saturdays spent just out test driving cars.
Well, and the other thing is, how much time are you willing to invest to get the really right car for you? Because you really do need to invest enough time to make a good decision. I'm not saying spending 5.5 hours in one place, but really, really spend some time and drive some cars, because there's a lot of differences in these cars. And I promise you, everyone advertises that theirs is the best on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not all the best for you. It's according to what your needs are. How many kids you've got, how many car seats you've got, do you have dog kennels, how long wasted are you, how long are your legs.
What's your budget?
Yeah.
And what about reliability? You know, I have customers that, now, pardon me, BMW, for saying this, but they love their BMW even though they go to the shop a lot.
Right.
They don't care. They just like driving the car. So
brand loyalty.
For them, the overall reliability. Now, they're leasing these cars, fortunately, so they're keeping them during the warranty period because they know. But they love driving the car.
Well, and when you lease a BMW right now, the services are included.
Right. Free maintenance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to the phones real quickly. And Bob, we've got a short amount of time, but Uncle Bob, you're on the Saturday morning test drive.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, Uncle Don.
Uncle Don.
Yeah.
What's
up? I wanted to tell you, I heard that the aluminum that they're using on the F-150 is a new high-strength aluminum alloy, the same aluminum alloy that they use in airplanes, and it doesn't dent like steel does.
Oh,
you know, Don, I had heard the exact same thing. I think when you, with a light impact, it's not going to dent as much. I think when you bump two cars together, you're going to get some dents.
Oh, yeah. it'll dent, yeah. but not as it's supposed to dent less than steel does.
Yeah, same thing I read. I just haven't seen any real tests on that or anything, but I did read the same thing. Again, it'll be fine until people just don't wait to have accidents. They'll have accidents pretty quick.
That's true.
We will know very soon.
Thanks for calling, Uncle Don.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right, that wraps up our time for today. But if you want to call Autoflex, they are open, 817 or 972-234-1234. And we'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thanks to Lane. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.